VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Warning siren sounded in Tel Aviv on Wednesday as a single surface-to-surface missile was intercepted by Israeli air defense systems after it was detected crossing from Lebanon. There were no reports of damage or casualties. Hezbollah said it targeted the headquarters of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency, which it blames for a series of attacks in which bombs hit it in personal electronic devices killed dozens and wounded thousands, including many of the group's own members. Israeli strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon since Monday have killed nearly 570 people and injured more than 1,830 others. Israel and Hezbollah have traded fire since the outbreak of the war in Gaza last October, when the militant group began firing rockets in solidarity with the Palestinians and its fellow Iranian-backed ally, Hamas. The fighting has killed dozens of people in Israel, hundreds in Lebanon, and displaced tens of thousands on both sides of the border. The escalated conflict along the Israel-Lebanon border is set to be the focus of a UN Security Council meeting later Wednesday in New York. Ukrainian officials said Tuesday that three people were killed and more than 30 wounded in Russian military strikes on the northeastern city of Kharkiv. The attack occurred while President Volodymyr Zelensky was at the United Nations seeking support for Ukraine's fight against the two-and-a-half-year-old Russian invasion. Several U.S. officials have told VOA that the Pentagon is expected to announce a new military aid package for Ukraine, valued at up to $375 million as soon as Wednesday. It will be the largest U.S. military aid sent to Kyiv since May. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. This is VOA.